County commissioners gathered in a state capitol hearing room Wednesday seeking aid for one of their own. KUER's Judy Fays tells how supporters left San Juan County Commissioner Phil Lyman a pile of cash for his criminal case, just not taxpayer money.
Phil Lyman is the county commissioner who led dozens of four-wheelers on a closed road in Recapture Canyon. And now he faces possible jail time and hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines over his federal conviction for trespass and conspiracy. County officials praise Lyman as a hero. They asked the State Constitutional Defense Council to contribute $100,000 for Lyman's legal defense. Here's Garfield County Commissioner Leland Pollack.
Okay, Phil Lyman stood up in front of his people and he said, "I'll help." And he was acting on their behalf, the people of San Juan County's behalf, as a county commissioner.
Supporters argue that Lyman's protest ride was also a stand on states' rights in what one commissioner called a war that rural counties are fighting against the federal government. But the counties ultimately withdrew their funding request. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox said the state should keep its rural roads fight separate from Lyman's criminal case.
Because it's so controversial, I think it would take away from the very legitimate issues that we have and are trying to work on with the federal government and against the federal government.
But Cox still praised Lyman's cause and encouraged supporters to contribute to his criminal defense like Governor Gary Herbert did with a $10,000 pledge. Others declared their support and piled checks and cash on the witness stand. But retiree Carolyn Wiggins testified that taxpayers like herself shouldn't be held liable for choices Lyman made.
"I'm so glad that all of you have decided that you're going to spend your own money to defend him, and that's your right. But as far as I'm concerned, not $1 of my money is going to go to that."
Lyman quietly observed the meeting as a member of the audience. Afterwards, he said that the recapture ride was lawful and that he appreciated the support he'd gotten from people who recognized that. Judy Fays, KUER News.